random things you've gotten lodged in your body.
This is basically because I was scrolling down my Facebook feed over the weekend and I happened across our intern Bean's post.
So, inhaled a Cheeto puff. It's still lodged in my throat, but I'm not choking or gagging. We're now into hour two of this adventure.
So
you inhaled a Cheeto puff.
I was sitting there talking and watching YouTube videos and laughing whilst eating said Cheeto puff.
Okay.
Lo and behold, I'm not the best multitasker, so...
So it's not in there anymore?
No, it's been gone since like... It's been gone since Saturday, but it happened Friday night.
Okay, so how long did this ordeal go? Because I checked back in like hours later.
Right.
And you gave updates.
Well, I was awake until around 3:30 in the morning.
Ah.
Because I was scared to go to bed.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So this ordeal lasted a while.
Okay. So whatever those are made of, they have some staying power in your body.
I guess so.
So right. I just thought it would have kind of disintegrated a lot faster.
Julie said I had a moth fly right into my ear. Took my husband 15 minutes to get it out. I thought for sure I'd end up in the ER.
Yep, nope. Nope. That's like a big fear. That is a huge fear of something either like getting lodged in my ear or like calling up my nose when I'm sleeping, like some sort of like insect or creature or something. No!
She went on to text, every time he tried to pull it out, it would flap its wings.
Oh,
oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! No, sir!
No!
Nope!
No!
Nope!
Another text.
I'd say set it on fire, but that's bad. You can't do that. Oh, gosh.
I had a pencil stuck an inch into my butt cheek. Couldn't pull it out, so I had to have the school bus drive to pull it out. Wow. Natasha!
I was about 9 years old, and my sister was getting, first time ever, going out on a date, and she was getting heels on. Well, I picked on her quite a bit to where she decided to shove that heel up my butt.
Oh!
Oh.
I sprained my tailbone, and I had to sit on a donut for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh! I had a high heel lodge.
No!
Where the sun don't shine.
Wowie, wow, wow.
Yeah.
You're literally like the saying, like, I'll put a foot up your blank.
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
It hurt.
Okay.
I bet. Did you have any, like, residual, like, problems in that area?
No, everything's fine. She just, like, sprained it, but I'm very petrified of her wearing heels.
I can understand.
Thank
you for walking us through that, Natasha.
I'm glad there wasn't, like, a puncture wound.
Can we just highlight something?
Stop. Don't abuse that. No, sir. Let's not do that.
Wow.
That's not good.
That's a sound bite to say.
No, it's not.
Wow. Random things that you've got lodged in your body. Some text messages rolling in, 502-571-9970. And when he was 4, another text message, my son put a bean in his ear.
Yeah.
Had to have surgery to remove it.
Oh.
My brother-in-law stuck a pine cone up his nose.
That's great.
Again, that surgery to remove it.
Well, they have over at Norton Children's Hospital like a bulletin board of displayed things that have been lodged and removed from children.
Nikki.
Hi, I was calling about things lodged in your body.
Yeah. I know. It seems like a weird question to ask.
But okay. One, I was like in third grade, and you know, back in the day when the girls made like the little beaded necklaces and things like that.
Sure.
Well, I had allergies really bad back then, and I was holding the necklace in my mouth, and I did like a big sniffle, and the bead went up my nose.
Oh!
And got stuck.
Oh!
And I was at my best friend's house, and they had to come in, or her mom and everything. They had to like pull the string and try to get the bead out of my nose.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's just so awkward.
Yes.
All right.
And then my dad was always a goofball, and he thought it would be funny to stick earplugs in your nose.
Sure.
On his wedding night.
Yeah.
And run around the house like it was something funny, and they got stuck in his nose. Oh,
wow. All right. Earplugs.
On his wedding night? Oh, sir.
Oh. Wow.